Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. I thought I would do a quick show on the fly today. For those of you that haven't heard from me a long time who are fans of what used to be the AD Sports Show or the All Sports Talk Show, I just want to let you know I'm still out here. I'm still doing some individual sports talk. As you know, I've been pretty busy with my football sports talk show, which happens at the Wing House Grill here in Hull, Georgia. But for those of you who are far away or even another country, who knows, I wanted to make sure that I got back on the waves where you could hear me just give a quick spiel about 2016 in a quick review of the sports year in general. And I want to thank Keith Tumlin for some of the talk that we had last night together. He's my co-host, as you know, on All Sports Talk and my Saturday morning quarterback football show as well. And we talked last night, and we said this might be the best sports year of all time, 2016. I mean, what a year when you press rewind and turn back the clock and see how the year started with Alabama beating Clemson. What a game for the ages in the national championship football game for college football. And then as you move forward and you saw the Cleveland Cavaliers come back from in a 3-1 series to defeat the Golden State Warriors. And not only that, as you know, the Cubbies just took care of business, winning the World Series for the first time in 108 years, also coming back down 3-1 in the series. I don't know when the last time or if this was the first time that that's ever happened, where you had two teams in the NBA and Major League Baseball finals, World Series, come back down from 3-1 to take the series, to take the championship. So that's quite a feat for that to happen. I mean, also, don't forget about March Madness and how Villanova had a last-second shot to beat North Carolina. Then you throw in the Euro 2016 and then the Olympics. I mean, what a sports year. And college football is winding down. The NFL is halfway through. And, you know, we can't forget the Super Bowl last year either. I mean, it's just been a phenomenal year. Even in the NHL, the Pittsburgh team took care of business. And traditionally, historically, the Penguins have always been a highly popular team, and I like them myself. And, you know, it's just one for the ages, you know. But as you move forward and toward 2017, not only do I think we can't top 2016, but things seem to be going downhill in a lot of ways. There's this old term I learned at North Greenville University when I took a sport marketing class, and it's called entertainment value. And fans want to get their bang for their buck. And I'm not going to talk about college football today, although if you want to hear my spiel on this, tune in to my Facebook page so you can hear what I've got to say relating to entertainment value in college football. And you can turn in and tune in for that this Saturday on this Saturday show. I'll have it, hope to have it up live. And if I don't, I'll make sure we replay the show, because you're not going to want to miss that. But as it relates to sports in general, when I look at the college basketball scene, it's terrible. All the one and dones. You know, these players aren't being developed anymore. And to me, it's just hard to watch sports. And my partner always says it's like watching paint dry in college basketball these days. Unless your team is named Duke or Kentucky, it's just hard to watch college basketball anymore. And it's the watered-down league has led to a worse NBA league. It's a sight for sore eyes. I mean, I want to do a quick preview today and start with the Eastern Conference in the NBA. And it's basically the Cavs at number one, Cleveland Cavaliers, and everybody else. It's sad to see that today, that that's what's happened. But if you look at ESPN's ranking and their preview, they've got the Celtics at number 2. I think that's ridiculous. They got Raptors at number 3, Pistons at 4. I'm not even sure the Pistons, I think they'll make the playoffs, but I'd put them farther down the line. Pacers at 5, Hawks at 6, Hornets at 7, and Wizards at 8. They missed it here. I mean, they don't even have the Bulls, who have Dwayne Wade, Jimmy Butler, Rondo. They don't even have the Bulls making the playoffs. I think the Bulls will come in at a 4 or 5 seed, possibly a 3. The Knicks, they have at 10. I can't believe that. I think the Knicks are a bottom feeder, but I think they'll be a low seed playoff team. I'd get them in at 8 or a little bit higher, maybe even 7. I think they'll make it this year. They've got the Heat at 12. I don't think the Heat are that bad. I mean, Dragic is a good point guard, and Winslow's coming on, and don't forget about Big Whiteside in the middle. So the Bucks, they have at 11 with Jabari Parker and Miles Plumlee and some of those guys. Yeah, that may be about right. So, I mean, we look at the lineup, it's still – the Atlanta Hawks, I think they've missed the mark on Atlanta as well. They're underrated. They've got Atlanta at 6 with Dennis Schroeder, a good point guard, a good shooter in Kyle Korver, a good ball player in Paul Millsap, a power forward, and don't forget about Bazemore and especially a big man in the middle, Dwight Howard. I think the Hawks could be a 2 or 3 seed this year. As we turn the page and we look into the Western Conference side of things, you got the Golden State Warriors at number 1, and that's a no-brainer. I mean, we're headed toward another rematch of last year's championship game series, and most would say the Warriors are going to beat the Cavaliers this year. I'm not going to go that far right now. I think the Warriors have some problems. They're hugely missing Andrew Bogut. There's no one to protect the rim. There's no one. There's no shot eraser anymore, shot blocker. And Bogut was undervalued as a player. I said it last year on the show that if he would have played, the Warriors would have won the championship. Well, they went and got rid of him. They scrapped in a lot of ways a major part of their team without recognizing it. And I think they're going to suffer. I can still see them winning the Western Conference, but it takes time to build chemistry, and I'm not sure they're going to be able to win a championship their first year with Kevin Durant as their new superstar player. And it takes time to gel when you're playing with two other superstars in Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson. I do think the future of the league is somewhat bright with the next generation of superstars. Anthony Davis, who has absolutely no supporting cast around him in New Orleans as he's playing for the Pelicans. Kyrie Irving is still the top of that list. Kawhi Leonard at San Antonio. And Steph will, I think, eventually take LeBron's place as the figurehead once LeBron exits the league. But right now, the future is somewhat bright, but it's still not what it used to be. I mean, we're not producing Michael Jordan's, Magic Johnson's, Larry Bird's, or in that fact of the matter, LeBron James was just a freak of nature. So as we look at the rest of the lineup and the preview of the NBA, ESPN has the Spurs coming in at number 2. I think that may be a little hot. Tony Parker's aging as well as Paul Gasol. You've got a young Kawhi Leonard and LaMarcus Aldridge still is somewhat young. But to put the Spurs up as high as number 2, I'm not sure. It's going to depend on some of the role players such as Theo Splitter and Aaron Baynes. If you look at the Clippers, they've got him at number 3. Out in LA, Chris Paul, J.J. Redick, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan. Some of those players are aging too. I mean, as far as Chris Paul as a leading point guard. But maybe they're about where they should be at number 3. The Blazers are at 4 with Damian Lillard, and sitting at number 5 is the Utah Jazz. 6 is Oklahoma City Thunder. Russell Westbrook, I think he's going to really miss Kevin Durant, but he'll get up a lot of shots. I'm not sure he's going to be able to last a year. It kind of reminds me of an old Dwayne Wade. you know, when he would crash in the middle of the lane, he just beat himself up, and it wears and tears on the body over the long course of a season. The Grizzlies come in at 7th. I still think they have a good team, and with Mark Gasol and Tony Allen and Mike Conley, I probably put the Grizzlies up higher. And then the Houston Rockets are at number 8, and it's James Harden and everyone else. I think a team you need to look out for in the future are the Timberwolves from Minnesota with Andrew Wiggins. I do like Wiggins, and Karl Anthony Towns is another one of those young superstars of the next generation we need to keep an eye on. I think the Mavs will be a playoff team since they did pick up Andrew Bogut. Also, they picked up Harrison Barnes. So look out for the Dallas Mavericks. And Nuggets at 12, the Kings at 13, the Suns at 14, and, of course, my favorite team rounds out the bottom with the L.A. Lakers at number 15. Sure hope the Lakers can move up the list. It'd be nice if they could finish around 11 or 12 this year rather than dead place, last place there. But that's what your NBA is looking like, and that's how I wanted to end the show today. There's a lot happening in the sports, and there's still a lot that happened to end the year out, but as far as 2016 goes, we have to conclude it's one of the best. Well, I hope this update has been good. I've had to do it really fast. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll catch you next time.